This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life advocates may have found another fatal flaw in the Women's Health Protection Act. The bill, which got a hearing in the U.S. Senate Wednesday, would not only virtually wipe out every pro-life law across the country, but would allow protections for the gruesome brand of abortion practiced by Kermit Gosnell. He's the imprisoned Philadelphia abortionist who completed his so-called abortions after birth. During that hearing, Carol Tobias of National Right to Life said that if Democrat senators are so eager to show voters where they stand on this issue, they should take a vote on the 20-week abortion ban, passed earlier this year by the U.S. House as well. Planned Parenthood is being caught repeatedly teaching teenagers how to engage in psychologically disordered behavior. The series of undercover audits by Live Action continues to show Planned Parenthood counselors and nurses advising teens to pursue such. This is Life News Radio. Perhaps one reason life is listed as the first of inalienable rights by our nation's founders is that death is the cruelest of tyrants. When we fail to protect the unborn from the business of taking their lives, we allow this tyranny a refuge. Thank you for listening to this station and Life News Radio. Take the time to learn about the life issue and defend the first among all rights, life. Through its attorneys, LifeNews.com has responded to pressure from the NAACP demanding that Life News change its coverage of the civil rights organization regarding abortion. Life News says it will not stop reporting such. One example of such coverage is the NAACP's attempt to overturn an Arizona bill that bans race-based abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at LifeNews.com. This has been Life News Radio.